Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Making Moves with TK. I'm here with probably one of my favorite creators of all time. I'm the biggest stan, and I feel so cool because I found you like before my friend group did, and I was like putting you on. I was like, this girl is the shit, and I feel like I'm normally not the one, like Remy and Alicia will tell me like who to watch or things like that, so I am so honored to be in the presence of one of my favorite creators, Luna Motherforking Montana.
Oh my God, I'm honored. This is my first podcast ever.
Okay.
I'm so
well,
excited.
First thing in podcast rules is make sure you're close to the mic.
Oh, here we go.
My producer's like back there, like, she's like, tell her. No, I'm kidding.
I'm here.
Luna, I am like the biggest fan of you. I think you're one of the best YouTubers out there, like lifestyle girlies. Oh, and I'm not just saying that. I just think your videos are really captivating. Your good thumbnails, everything. Oh. But give us the like, you know, elevator pitch. Tell me, like, how you, like, got to where you are, where you're from, your age, things like that.
Yeah, 100%.
If no one knows who you are for some reason.
Well, hey, I'm Luna. I started YouTube when I was 13, but
That's crazy.
I'm 20 now. I'm 20, but it was for fun and at 13, like. But when I was a junior in high school, I just started making videos. Well, I've done ballet my whole life. So, done ballet my whole life. In junior year of high school, I just started making videos surrounding, like, what a ballerina eats in a day, what a ballerina does with her body hair. Just, like, the different girl talk subjects and a lot about body image.
Yeah. So, and were you a YouTube, like, watcher?
Oh, completely.
Okay,
yeah. Like,
okay.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, I could do this.
Oh, completely.
Got
like,
it.
The Bethany Moda era, the Alicia, like, all
well,
of them.
Well, the best YouTubers are, like, fangirls.
Oh, 100%.
Because like, they, like, learn from the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I remember for me, when I was 13, like, Amanda Steele and Maddie Bragg, they were just like,
icons.
I needed to cut my hair. I need to get the acrylics I had. Like, it was crazy. But, yeah, I started YouTube, and then junior kind of just blew up for me, and, like, became
junior
my
year
purpose
of high school.
Of high school.
Okay.
Yeah, of high school. So I was like, what? When am I? 17?
16 or 17, depending if you're young or old for your grade.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got signed to management, and it just be kind of like became my thing. And I had planned to like do ballet my whole life, but YouTube just took off for me, and I became my purpose. And I loved making videos, talking to girls, and making them feel
so
more comfortable.
Cool.
And that's my elevator pitch.
That's wild. Okay, so where are you from?
I'm from Calabasas, so LA.
No
LA,
way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you lived in New York, though.
I did.
So okay, explain.
I lived here all my life, Calabasas.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Are your parents from here? Your parents are not from America, right?
My mom is from Denmark, and my dad's from Germany.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Iconic. How'd they meet? Yeah.
They met in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Like work thing or just?
Yeah, I think like he's a journalist and then she's a fashion designer. They met at a sushi bar. I don't know.
Yeah. Sick.
I know.
See, my parents, I always ask that because my parents have a wild story. They met at a blackjack table in the Bahamas.
No way.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Every time I'm like traveling now, I'm like, blackjack table?
Oh, now I know.
I know, right?
That's where to find.
So they met in New York.
Yeah.
And they had moved to America by then.
Yeah, I think they were both living in New York at the time. They met, got married. They had my sister and brother in New York, and then they moved and then had me here. But they divorced when I was 13, and me and my mom moved to New York so I could go to a ballet school there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. My God. Okay, so many questions. Was that, obviously now you're like, you seem like you're killing it and, you know, living life and whatever, but how pivotal, like, when you were 13, was the divorce for you?
Oh my God.
Like, are you comfortable with talking about
it? Oh, 100%. Okay. Yeah, I talk a lot about it, but it was definitely the biggest thing I've ever gone through in my life, like, for sure.
In what way?
Like, well, I was 13, and at the time, like, my mom and dad, they just lost love for each other. I never thought I'd be, like, a kid of divorce.
Did you know, like, were you like, my parents should get a divorce? Because my parents recently got divorced, and I was, like, blindsided. I was like, what? I had no idea. They never fought.
No, I
so
really
it was confusing.
Didn't. Yeah, and it's weird because my whole life, my mom is very much about, like, creating the dream life and making sure it looks perfect to everybody.
Yeah, like
you know?
The Joneses.
Yeah, completely. And, like,
white picket
when
fence.
It happened, I was just like, there's no way this is happening to me. Like, I always see divorce. I was like, never my parents.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I was like, this will never happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing hard will ever happen to me.
I know. No, you never think so. And then, I mean, like, they just clearly weren't in love. And, like, they worked together, which, I mean, never do.
Really?
Like, they had a business together, and they just always fought. And, like, really, truly, when I think about my mom and dad, like, they're not compatible at all. Like,
really?
Yeah, they really aren't. I mean, very creative people and like made very creative kids, but I don't know. Yeah, it happened, and I was 13, and then I just like my dad was going through his little midlife crisis, and I lost touch with him, and like it was just like the biggest part, probably like a lot of my trauma now.
Yeah,
from that.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. But I think what's so cool about you, even just like alluding to it or talking about it or bringing it up, is like so many people can relate, like way more than that can't.
Yeah,
which is
sure.
crazy. And it helps. I don't know about for you, but for me, it kind of helps to be able to like be like, yeah, my parents got divorced. And it helps me being like, okay, that's
yeah.
okay.
No, 1,000%.
Yeah.
And like they're better off now. Like you don't want to.
Yeah.
Know. You don't want them to be like in it, and if they're not in love,
exactly,
and they're human.
It's weird when you figure out that your parents are humans, not superheroes.
That's like the biggest.
But
part.
You learned that really young.
I did.
I like just figured that out.
I'm well,
like,
good.
What? The fourth?
Yeah. No, it is really crazy.
Yeah. What does that teach you now about like going into relationships? Like, is it hard for you to date? Because I find it really challenging.
Oh my God. It's the most impossible thing for me. I just like, I mean, I talked to my therapist a lot about it, but like at the time, in a way, my dad like abandoned me, and because of that, and like, and now we're closer, and like he was going through something, I know, but because of that like moment of being young and not wanted by like a male figure and not having that, like, I don't know, it's just like a human nature, like you want validation and you want like to be wanted by your own father, and like now in men, like I completely, it's like the whole daddy issue thing, it is really relevant
in my life.
Just like I go for men that make me feel not wanted, because that's like what home
feels
like. Yeah.
That's wild.
I know.
So weird. So did you like recognize, you're so young, like did you recognize that on therapy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was very like all of high school, I didn't even like kiss boys. I wasn't interested. I thought it was asexual, like actually. Uh-huh. And then I turned 18 and I was like, no, maybe not. But
yeah,
now in life, I'm trying to figure it out still and like work through it in therapy. I'm like, oh God, it's so hard. Uh-huh. So hard.
But therapy is like your bread and butter. It's like the best thing for 100%, you, right?
100%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like I jumped into therapy when my parents got divorced and I was in it for a while. And then like when COVID hit, I was like, I'll be fine. And now I'm like, I need it.
No, I know. You always think, no, like genuinely, even if you're the most like sane person, everyone needs therapy. Like just talk to someone.
It's crazy when they'll be like, oh yeah, that happened because when you're a child, this happened and that freaked you out.
Yeah. And it makes sense in your mind. Like you need that. You need the reasoning.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
What is something, like growing up with your parents' divorce and seeing their relationship and stuff, what is something that you are very aware of going into relationships now? You're like, for instance, with my parents, I feel like they lacked a lot of communication, like open communication. Like when something was wrong, they'd kind of shove it under the rug because they're like, we're the Joneses.
Right.
We don't do that.
Right,
we don't have problems. We don't fight. And I feel like fighting is so normal, but I didn't know that it was normal.
Right.
So now that's something I like, recognize even in all relationships. I try and bring up when something's wrong, like do the hard conversations because hard conversations are good.
Yeah.
Is there anything for you that you feel like you've tried to apply or you're aware of now with dating?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely communication was definitely their main issue. But again, like my mom and my dad, in a way, just like wanted this dream life for us, which as a kid is like amazing. It's like, okay, Christmas was insane. My mom was like decorating and left like hoof prints and carrots all much.
Oh my gosh, adorable. I can't wait to do that one day.
Oh, I'm so excited. But like up until I was 13, it was the dream life. Like I had my siblings and my perfect house and my parents were together and like there was nothing wrong. And then all of a sudden it was like boom.
Shit
and
hit the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish in a way like it would have been more real or like we would have had more, I don't know, just like family talks and like we never went on vacations together. Like it was never, it's weird. Like we're such a close family and I love I love them so much and I have a crazy relationship, but we never had like that family, like all of us together, like
got it.
American family vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like are you talking pre-divorce?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like we never went on family vacations. It was always just like, I don't know. Like they just chose to spend their money differently. I really don't know.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
But you would have probably done it differently.
I think so. Just like, I don't know. I mean, we did always have to sit down for family dinners though. That was like the one thing which I'm grateful for. But like, I think if we had more of like a community family vibe.
Yeah. Do you think you're so close with your siblings, especially after the divorce, family trauma and stuff, like you and your siblings got
God.
Because that's how my brother and I were. We were like tight, but then when parents got divorced, which like my parents are still very civil, which very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But like my brother and I like are best forking friends.
Yeah.
Like literally.
No, 100%. Like
it's weird.
I feel like
it's like you're the only person that actually understands.
It is crazy. Like to have that bond, like I
never thought I
siblings.
Would be like that. Like as close with my brother as
that's
I am.
That's like so beautiful though.
I know.
Like, what it brings out of everything, you know, and like yeah, definitely with them. And especially because my sister's 27, my brother's 25, and I'm 20. So they were always so much older than me and they left at the same time from the house. Mm-hmm. So when it all went down, they were just like, oh my God, this is so unfair to her. Like they were kind of parent.
So you were, so you were like in the midst of.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Poor thing.
And like they didn't deal with it at all because they had that
and
dream
they were
life
like,
until they were to college and it was like
going to college
perfect.
And stuff.
And
which,
I didn't.
By the way, we need to chat about how the fork your brother went to IU.
Yeah. I know. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh my, did you?
My brother told me.
Really?
Yeah. So I have to tell you, I'm totally interrupting our convo.
No.
But like, this
Go
is
ahead.
This is not a podcast. This is my tangent.
It.
So I'm from Bloomington, Indiana, where IU is.
Right.
Such a small world, right?
It's insane.
Crazy. So I'm from Bloomington. My brother comes out here this summer to like intern and, you know, figure out if he's in college. So he's like, ooh, do I want to move to LA? Do I want to be a sports agent? Like that's his dream job. So he's like coming out here, putting feelers out, seeing what the lay of the land is like. And this is when I discover Luna and I'm like obsessed. When I find like someone, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to blow up. You know, when you like, you're like a manager and you like find your talent that's about to blow up. That's what I felt like. I was like, how does no one know about her? Like, how have I never heard of her? Because you had so many followers. So I was like, how have I not, like, heard this name before?
Yeah.
And like my job is literally to know like who's freaking popping on YouTube. So I was like, I feel like an idiot. How did I not know? So then I would like, my brother and I binged your videos because he was with me all the time. And specifically the brother swap thing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right. And we watched it and I was like, oh, this is cute, whatever. Right. And then he's like, wait, who is this? And I was like, because by the way, my whole life, we've had season tickets, like literally really good seats at IU's basketball games.
No way.
So my brother goes, who is that? And I'm like, oh, it's Luna's brother. And he's like, what's his name? I'm like, I don't know. Like, whatever. He's like, is that Max? Whatever your last name is.
Hutzel.
Yeah. He's like, that's Max whatever. And I was like, what? And I was like, I think he like might play basketball, whatever. He's like, no, he played for IU. I was like, no, he didn't. I was like, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And he's like, no, I remember him. He played for IU. Like, we literally used to talk about him, like, when he played.
Yeah.
Like, you've literally seen him play at IU. And he's, like, texting my dad. He's like, didn't Max whatever? And because my parents are the biggest, like, IU basketball. Like, yeah. People, IU basketball, people are psycho.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, long story short, we discover that. And then we're like, oh, my God, Luna. Like, this is great. So
crazy.
Yeah. How did that happen? Did he get recruited to go to IU?
Yeah. So he's done basketball his whole life. Like, he was born, you know, to do it.
Same with
like,
my brother. So really, I'm sure we just relate on so much.
So many things.
Sporty girls. Yeah.
That's us. Not really, honestly. Like, it's so funny because also in European culture, like, when my mom and dad came for, like, my brother's first basketball game ever when he was little, like, he scored on the wrong goal, and they were like, yeah! Like, they just don't understand, like, American, like, anything at all. But, like, now I'm into basketball, obviously. Uh-huh. Like, out of all the sports, I, like, okay, I know basketball, but...
Yeah, it's kind of the easiest to figure out, too.
It is. It's really entertaining and, like, fast-paced, too. Mm-hmm. But he went to something called Wilbraham and Monson. It's, like, a prep school in... Massachusetts, I think.
So did he go for basketball?
Yes.
Okay, that's like a thing.
Oh, it is. Like, left early from high school where we grew up and went there. And
so
then...
my parents held my brother back a year in school because they were like, for basketball.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's like a thing.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and
continue.
Then he got recruited to Indiana there from that prep school.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Who was the coach? Tom Crean?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Wild. Crazy. And one day when I meet him, we'll talk about basketball.
Oh my God, 100%.
That's crazy.
You should, yeah. Like, and then he left after a year, but...
Yeah, did he not like it? Wasn't his vibe?
I think that he, like, wasn't being played the way he wanted to, and, like, Indiana
totally
wasn't
that.
His place.
Yeah.
But he went to San Diego, and it was fine, but...
Good for him.
Indiana's, like, intense basketball.
It's like...
They treat them like royalty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Actually, I don't know, but, like...
No, the fact, though, that my brother knew, like, they're, like... It's the celebrity.
Oh, 100%. Celebrity,
yeah.
It's insane.
And they, like, with girls, with lines, food, everything, like, they're
of Indiana.
On pedestal.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I am, like, a fucking nobody when I go home. And, like, IU players are, like, royalty.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
It's wild.
I never actually went, though, to Indiana.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Well, one day.
I know. We gotta take a trip.
Yeah. Okay. So you got really tight with your siblings.
Yes.
Are you closer to one more than the other?
Oh, no. I'm really, really, like, I have a different relationship with both of them. Uh-huh. Like, my sister is, like, almost like a mother figure in a way to me. Just, uh-huh. like, I love her so much. And then with my brother, it's just, like, we understand each other, like, crazy. It's just really weird. Like, I love my siblings.
What advice would you give to someone that's maybe, like, you know, average relationship with their sibling or they're not very close? Like, What do you feel like are some tips that you and your siblings took to, like, get closer or activities that you did together, anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's weird. Like, I do have friends that are, like, not close with their siblings at all, and it's so sad to me. I'm like, that's the one person that's there forever that understands you more than anyone, mm-hmm. you know?
And you're literally related. Like, you have the same blood.
Oh, no, it's insane. And, like...
It's weird.
I think I got really lucky, too. Just, like, also, again, European culture, like... With your family, it's very close. There's no distance at all. It's like, oh my God, I'm gonna hug you. Like, me and my brother are always on, like, that siblings are dating thing because people are like, they think it's weird that we're so close.
Uh-huh.
But, like, no, it's not like that, obviously, at all. But, like, I just love them so much. And my sister would always take me on sister dates. And, like, they just, like, always wanted to protect me and, like, never competitive. Just no competition whatsoever uh-huh. with them. Like, I don't know. I just think it's so important.
What's your favorite thing to do with each sibling?
Oh my God, I went to a concert last night with my sister and it was, like, so special. Anything with her, because she's all about
cozy. She's so talented.
Oh, she's the most creative, like, person I've ever met.
Oh my God.
and so stable, and like I could call her right now and rant for like 5 hours and she would just be there to give me advice.
Angel.
Like, yeah. No, she's insane, and she's always creating a cozy vibe for me, like cooking and whatever. So that with her. And then my brother, me and my brother always have fun. We just like laugh.
Yeah.
We just have so much fun.
So he's the one you kind of goof around with. She's more like motherly, takes care of you. I love that.
Ah, I love him so much.
Super cute. Okay. Let's take a quick break and then we're going to go into some juicy polls. Woo.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, guys, we're going to do a quick round of some juicy polls for Luna. I tried to, like, make these kind of, you know, hard for you.
Oh,
so we'll see. We're going to start off with a basic one, but I'm sure it's challenging for you.
Oh,
L.A. or New York?
Oh, L.A. L.A.
Really? Oh, my gosh, I thought you were going to say New York.
I know.
Wait, why?
That's hard. L.A. for living, like, I just feel like it's so cool that you can get the beach and the city, and if you want the snow or, like, anything, you can get every vibe. New York, I love visiting, but I can't live there because I need nature and the ocean and like.
Oh yeah, you are such a nature girly. Yeah. It's kind of same. I need I need to breathe.
Me too. Uh-huh. Me too. I can't have constant commotion.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm being
no. Table. You're so good. Okay. Do you think that a guy should auto pay for the first date every time? Like, if a guy asks to take you on a date.
No.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
I think they should.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, why?
Well, I'm from the Midwest, and like I just feel like that's how I grew up. Unfortunately, like the thing is like I can go to Sugarfish and buy my own dinner. So like the point of a date is you're gonna buy
true.
It.
True. Like I think it's whoever invites out who.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like I thought, like I have a friend that like invited. He's like. She was like, I'm taking you to dinner, like, blah, like,
and okay, then
she
was like, fair.
And then she's going to pay, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
But then he's obviously not going to let her pay for it or like, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to act like I offer. I'm going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah. And in reality, we spent so much money getting ready for the date. So
the
you can
freaking
pay for it.
Uber.
Oh, I don't know.
My products, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. What would your sister say though? Is it whoever asks?
I don't know. I mean, it's different because she dates girls, but. I don't know what she
would say.
Because I
always wonder that, like, with same-sex relationships.
True. I should ask her that.
Yeah. Is it the one... I would assume it'd be the one that asks.
Yeah. That's what I think. That's what I think.
Right?
Yeah.
So you'd probably do the same for...
I think so, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm not asking.
I mean, I've never straight up, like, been, like, want to go on a date.
Oh, no,
like,
never.
Okay, that's terrifying.
Never.
No.
No.
Anyway. Okay. This one, I was like, I don't know if this will be a good comparison. It's Odalee, right? Or Oatly?
Oatly,
okay. Ashley calls it Oatly, I think.
Whatever it is, it's Oatly.
Yeah.
I don't know what Oatly poll this is.
Or Tesla.
Oh my God. Oh no.
I know. Yeah.
Those are the, I was not expecting you to say that.
So Luna has an epic Tesla. It's so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. It's the love of my life.
Do you
life.
Love it?
Yeah, it's the love of my
obsessed.
Life.
Obsessed.
For sure.
Worth the money?
Yes.
Okay.
It's definitely worth the money. It's an investment in my happiness, but God. I don't know. I mean, I guess. Oh my God, I might go with Oatly.
Really?
Because I feel like, you know, once they're like, other car brands come out with an electric car, I'm like, I wouldn't stick to Tesla.
Yeah.
But I'm never giving up Oatly.
Dead. Did you see there's a, it reminded me of you. There's this like similar to a Range Rover brand. I forget the name of it, but it's coming out and it's electric. But it
really?
Like, yeah, it has the vibe of a Range Rover.
Oh, what?
And it's electric. It's coming out. It's kind of like Tesla. I think you have to be on a waiting list.
Okay.
If I find a...
Oh my God, send it to me.
Yeah.
I want to
I was
it.
Like, you would like it.
Yeah.
It's like all the talk right now, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, so
but
hard.
I was, when I was looking car shopping, because my dream car was a Range Rover,
right.
I was like, wait, should I get a Tesla? But I still went with Range because I'm like, I wanted to check it off
I know.
The bucket list.
That's my dream car too. Just like a mom, like big Range Rover sport.
Yeah, but it's the gas.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I can't.
And I hate that it's not electric.
And like, I heard they have a lot of issues.
They do. Well, I hear that too. I personally, knock on wood, haven't dealt with any, but I fucking love my car.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm like, it was worth everybody.
I want to see it.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah.
We'll come on in. We'll go for a drive. Okay, I think I'm going to choose. Oh, this is tough, but I'm going to do Oatly too.
Okay.
I'm like a, I love an oat milk moment.
Right?
I also am an almond milk girly.
Really?
Yeah. Are you not?
Homemade almond milk.
Yeah. I know. Okay. YouTube or TikTok?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Definitely YouTube.
Same.
Yeah.
Why? You want to elaborate?
I just feel like YouTube, like you can, I don't know. It's more of an experience. It's not so like quick paced and it's like more meaningful.
You know what's funny too is like, I feel like the followers, like, one subscriber on YouTube in my head is like the value of 20 followers on TikTok. Just because like on TikTok, when I follow people, it feels so meaningless because I look at my For You page.
Exactly.
And I'm just liking funny content. Like what means more to me are the actual TikToks I like versus who I follow because that's what I reference.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And I don't know like their name.
Oh, not at all. Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like. I think TikTok's cool because, again, you can, like, anyone really can become or, like, be known. But YouTube, I feel like, is so much more meaningful. And like,
who are some of your favorite YouTubers?
Oh, my God.
Like, who do you watch? Who's your comfort? Who's your guilty pleasure?
Emma Chamberlain, of course.
Yeah, queen.
Like, genuinely love her. I love Devin Lee Carlson's vlogs.
Oh, my God, obsessed.
Obsessed with her. You know who I've been watching recently? They're so funny. And I'm watching all their old videos I never watched. But you know Andrew Lowe and... Chris Clemens.
Their old videos hit.
So,
the Coachella with the penis.
Yes. And like their prank call and like they did like a sauce, like dipping sauce, like rating. I just love it.
I love it. Chris Clemens.
Oh my God,
I
mean, so funny.
Yeah.
Them
that's
recently.
So funny.
Isn't that random?
Who's your guilty pleasure? You're like a little bit embarrassed that you watch them
YouTuber.
All the time.
Yeah.
Is there anyone?
Oh, no. I don't know. I really, maybe just like stupid, like.
Yeah, just stupid whatever is on your
shouldn't be watching.
Got it. I've been loving, too. I was on a roll with Devin's sister, Sydney. Mm-hmm. I loved hers, but I'm like, where's the moving vlog, Sid? Keep them up. She moved and she did like one vlog. And Alicia and I are like, okay, like, we want to see the rest.
Sydney, come on.
Come on, Sid. But Devin is the shit. Mm-hmm. She could be huge on YouTube.
She's literally and so sweet. So sweet.
Oh my God, the nicest person I've probably ever met in my entire life.
Unreal.
Yeah. She doesn't have to be. No. Be mean to me.
Not at all.
I'd still love.
No, genuinely.
Okay. Skater boy or athlete?
Skater boy.
Yeah. Oh, that is mind-boggling.
You too?
No, I'm an athlete girl.
I'm not.
Wait, why? Skater
boy. It's so weird. Like,
you like the artsy, huh?
I do. I like, it's strange.
It makes sense though.
Sometimes I'll see like athletic men on TikTok and I'm just like, ugh, I get like the ick immediately.
Really?
And I'm genuinely like, oh, maybe like I like girls. Like, I look at that, I'm like, huh, I don't know. But then I'm thinking about like a Timothy Chalamet or like anyone.
Really?
I'm like, oh no, I like, yeah.
See, I like macho, like can hold me. Like, I need them to know more about sports than I do, because I know a lot about sports.
Oh, okay.
Or like, if they take longer than me to get ready, I'm like red flag. Really? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I want them to not.
I
kind of want to be the person that like decorates the house, and they're like, yeah, that looks great.
Oh,
like, I don't
yeah.
really care about their opinion.
Right. I know that
in
too.
That regard.
I want that too, but yeah. Oh God, I need someone that's like super. Well, I don't really honestly care. I don't know. But like,
you
they
just
need
like
to be passionate.
Creative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super passionate about what they do.
Let's cut to a break really quick and we'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back with another juicy question for Luna. What are you on the Enneagram? Are you a 4?
I don't know. I did it before. I think I was a
3.
I don't know. What does that mean?
So I'm a 3.
Okay.
3 is the achiever, and a lot of YouTubers and creators are the achievers because they like to be the best.
Yep.
And if we're not, it like puts us into an anxious ball.
Yes.
And we worry about what others think about us. Mm-hmm. Like when we walk in a room, we're thinking like, what is everyone thinking? And we can kind of be a chameleon like to different people. Like, so with you, I could like really, you know, be your vibe. But if I was talking to like a rich old white dude agent, I could totally like.
That's me. That's me completely.
It's weird.
Yeah. I'm a 3.
I'm a 3 for sure.
I'm a 3.
But I think you're a 3-wing 4.
Whoa.
Which I know. This is like, this is so forking LA. I hate this about me. A 4 is the romantic, like creative.
Okay.
I don't know the exact term for it, but it's like you appreciate the arts. You're very like emotional.
I think that's me.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God.
Only a wing though.
Yeah. Yeah. See, to me, I'm like, I could never date a 4.
Really?
Yeah, that's too much creative emotion for
What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn. We're sister signs.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we're polar opposites, but I'm most compatible with Cancers.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, explain. What does that mean?
Because
I'm not as much of an astrology girly.
Okay. So Cancers are like, I mean, yeah, super emotional, whatever, mm-hmm. but like they have everything. Like you lack what I have and I lack what you have.
So we could date.
Yeah. My ex was a Cancer.
Really?
My best friend's a Cancer. My dad's
a Cancer.
That's funny.
A lot of people that I have had crushes on, like guys, they're Capricorns.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
And
I'm telling you.
Ashley, Nicole XO, she is a Cap and we're like really tight.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I know. Now you know.
So whatever I lack, you have.
Yes.
So what are some of those things? I'm very emotional. You're not?
I'm very emotional, but I think just like the sensitivity and I don't know. It is kind of weird. Like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. Capricorns are very like, but I feel like you, it's also a lot about your rising and your moon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God, I just completely blanked.
No, it's okay. Wait, what's your rising and moon?
I'm a rising Leo and my moon's in Libra. So moon is emotions. Libra is like pretty emotional. It's like my mom and sister.
I think I might be wrong because like I don't know the exact time I was born, so I just kind of like guessed.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm pretty sure my rising and my moon are Sag.
Oh, interesting.
Like, but everyone thinks I'm a Leo. They're like, yeah, you're for sure.
I was just
gonna
say that to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Leos are very outgoing. Like, I feel like I'm definitely a rising Leo. Oh, mm-hmm. I am a rising Leo because like when I come into a room, I can again morph into anything and have conversation with anyone and be comfortable.
And you kind of like are fierce.
Completely.
Know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Okay, interesting. Love that for us. Yeah, I think that you would totally date a four.
Okay.
On the Enneagram. Whoa. You should take the test.
I should. I think I did it before, but I don't think.
It's a lot more like, I feel like science, or like the science behind personality. It's more that, more so than like, you give off this vibe.
Okay.
You know?
I like that.
Which is cool.
I want to do that.
And it's a lot of corporate companies use it to know how to approach, you know, big decisions or certain conversations with certain people in the workforce. They're like, okay, this person's a three, they won't want much fluff, we don't need to, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, so like it's just a really good way to like navigate working with others.
I'm gonna get into it because I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so one of my favorite videos of yours is your like, unfortunately, you're like on the floor, you're crying, but it was so real. Ugh. And I was like so obsessed. Yeah. I mean, anytime anyone does that type of video, it pops off because it's just like, it doesn't get more real than that. That's what people want. But I just want you to elaborate, like, where were you at that point? Why did you feel comfortable putting it on the internet? And what did you learn from it?
Yeah. I was a senior in high school. It was my last Nutcracker performance. Uh-huh. And I had been struggling like for a while. I mean, I know like if you watch my videos, you'll know like I've always struggled with my body image just because mm-hmm. ballet and like the industry and what they tell you and like what you think about yourself. It's just like very common.
What's something like, give us an example, because I feel like middle of America doesn't understand.
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, obviously, you know, the ballet stereotype, like if you look up a ballerina, they have to be very thin. They don't have to be, but like stereotypically
they are
thin, so like the man can lift you, and like it's even like your bone structure. If you don't have the foot arch of like, you're literally born with it or not, like you can't become a dancer if you don't have like that foot arch.
Really?
That would like get you on point.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's okay. Really weird. Or like you want like a long neck, or like you don't like, when I was growing up, I didn't want any waist or hips. Like you want to be like a box.
Really?
No butt, no boobs, nothing. Like it's crazy. And it's not like, again, it's not even stuff that you can necessarily change, like a foot arch. Like it's like bone structure.
Yeah.
Like bow legs that I always had. Like you just, I don't know, you pick yourself apart and you're staring at yourself in a mirror like all day. So yeah, for the video, it was just like I had watched, I had someone film me that day of my dress rehearsal, and I was watching it back that night, and I was like, I hated everything I saw. I thought I looked so like big, I couldn't do the moves right. Mm-hmm. There was like another cast of a girl that was doing it, and she was like so much better than me and could do it, and I was just like picking myself apart, crying, and my mom was gone at the time, and I was like living alone. And
wait, how old were you?
I was a senior in high school.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Living by yourself in New York?
No. I was in LA at the time. Okay. Yeah. But
still, like, what the hell?
Oh, I know. It was crazy. She was working in Indonesia at the time. But
casual.
So casual. But I've always been independent. It's not an issue for me to be alone. Like, I love that. But in this moment, I was like crying on the floor. And then I called my sister. And like, it's so hard because everyone is watched me go through these breakdowns and stuff, and they just don't really know what to say. Mm-hmm. You know, like but she was like, you know what you're gonna do, like you're just gonna pick up your camera right now and like vlog
it.
Yeah. I was like, oh
my God, I love her.
I know.
She's oh my like, God, this she's is so wise.
Yeah, she is.
I need to meet her.
No, you do. She's so creative, and like she just knew in that moment, she's like, that's what you need to do, and it's gonna help so many people, and like,
and
just to have
you
completely,
because it's like I don't think people realize that like, we don't film to be like, I look so good right now.
No.
Like, I want to film like how I, that's like the most horrible part about it.
Yeah.
The best part is that it's therapeutic. It's like I'm talking to my friend.
Completely.
That isn't going to tell. It's like talking to a therapist, the camera,
yeah.
Sometimes for
no,
us.
No, it is. It is. And like, it's like a diary too, like a journal diary.
Totally.
Like, you're just.
It's like, yeah, journaling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's,
wow.
That was that. And then I uploaded it and it got like a good response, and I just like.
And it blew up, right?
Oh, yeah, it did. Like, And it was crazy. I like went to dance the next day and everyone was just like, oh my God, like it was really wild. But
wait, what do you mean? What everyone
just, like,
was
they,
like
they watched it and they're like, oh my God, like how could you ever think like that? Like you look so beautiful and you're so perfect.
Really?
And I was just like, oh God. But I think like just the comments of like girls feeling the same way or yeah, anyone just feeling the way that I did just made me feel so like normal. Because I felt so weird, you know?
I'm sure now, even, like, you'll have moments. There's times where I, like, I'm just not feeling it. And then I'll pick myself apart or, like, I won't upload the video or whatever the case is. What do you do now when you're in that, like, really low point and you're, like, picking yourself apart and, you know, doing all the worst things? How do you get yourself out of that funk?
Oh, man. It's so hard. Like, sometimes I'll be like, okay, well, I need to post something today and blah. But, like, I'm not confident or not feeling good.
It's so
weird.
Our job's so weird.
It is so weird. But I'll just, I don't know. A lot of the times I'll like give myself a break. I'm like, okay, well, I have a long, I can do this any other day. When on a day I feel a little better, I'm going to take care of myself today. I'm not going to like go on social media. I'm not going to do this right now.
So you think
now.
A break is really necessary.
Like I let myself like, okay, you know what today in like my brain is always like work, work, work. And if you're laying in bed watching TV, like, no, you're like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I think just like letting myself and doing things that are good for me and like, okay, I'm going to go to the beach right now and journal or like just really
love
like
that.
Feel it. Feel
well, yeah,
it.
I was going to say, what does your break entail? Like, what's a Luna break look like?
Break?
Yeah.
I would say anything to do with grocery shopping, cooking, watching like a good movie or a good show.
Not being on your phone.
Not being on my phone. Yeah. Definitely the beach. It's my like place.
Happy place.
Love the beach. Or I'll be like, you know, I'm going to book a massage. Like, I just do things that will make me feel good.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Your YouTube channel is, like, super real. Like, obviously, that video is, like, a reflection of, you know, you and your YouTube channel. What do you feel like are qualities that, because I'm dead ass. Like, I'm a picky person about who I like to watch on YouTube. And you are a beast. I think you're, Luna, I think you're really,
God.
I don't understand why you're not, like, way bigger.
Oh, thank
which
you.
Which you will be.
Oh, thank you.
But I just want to know, like, what do you feel like are qualities that make a great YouTuber? You can be as technical as you want or as, like, hypothetical as you want.
I think, I mean, first of all, you have to look about the reason that you're starting it. Like, if you're starting it because you want to get PR packages and you want to, like, be famous and you want to be a part of the LA scene and, you know,
which
be wanted.
Which the PR is great.
Oh, I mean, the PR is great. But, like, you need to go into it for the right reasons. Like, even at 13, I'd moved to New York at the time. I had no friends. My family was getting divorced. I was like, you know what? This is my little outlet. I'm going to make these little beauty videos and edit because I was
therapy.
So excited.
Therapy.
Yeah.
For us.
And it was genuine. I wasn't like, I'm going to get famous because of this. Like, I'm going to do this to get famous. And, like, uploading that video, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to film this so that, you know, everyone can write an article about how sad I am crying on the floor. Like, it's not like that. I was like, okay, genuinely, I want to do this. And every video after that was like, okay, well, hopefully one girl out there will feel like a little bit better about themselves. Or you have to have a purpose. Like, you always have to have a purpose.
Well, the thing is, being a YouTuber is so forking hard that successful YouTubers wouldn't do, like, they would not be successful if they were doing it for the PR or doing it for the wrong reasons.
No.
Like, it is so brutal and hard, like, being a YouTuber, like, the whole process, you're doing, like, 80 million people's jobs that, like, big YouTubers are not there to be famous.
Oh, no.
Like, just
No. Like, definitely not. And also, yeah, I think another tip, too, is, like, to find your niche, you know? Like, if you, for me, it was ballet at the time, and, like, that was my purpose.
Yeah.
And I wasn't just making videos about anything to, like, I know I had this one focus and, like, one group of people that I was speaking to. Obviously, like, don't, you should branch out, you know, and, like, grow with your audience, but I don't know. Yeah, just finding a purpose, I think.
A purpose, overall. A niche. What about more technical? Like, do you really think people should focus on the editing or thumbnails or, you know, lighting? Like, what is something you're like, this always has to be?
Ooh, let me think. I'm not, like, crazy about thumbnails. I think, obviously, you want to think about what people are going to click on.
That's
also
so interesting to me because I feel like you are really good at thumbnails.
Really?
Yeah.
I try to put as much in there that'd be like, okay, what would captivate someone?
That's why, to me, you're being so real. That's why, to me, you're a lot bigger than the people that get stuck in plateau at, like, 100K.
Really?
That's why you're bigger.
You think the
thumbnails. Your thumbnails.
Oh, interesting. Oh, my God.
More
I'm
than
honored.
Anything.
I just, like, have some random,
it's
like,
your thumbnails
website.
And your titles. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think. I mean, I'm no expert, but.
No. And it also, it's really important to look at the YouTube algorithm with my management. They were like, okay, every time you put ballet, ballerina, or anything in the title, like, it goes onto an algorithm that, like, you just have to be smart about it. Like, be smart about it. Know your niche. Know
okay,
your,
so
like,
what do you mean, be smart about it?
I don't know. I guess just, like, for me, yeah. Like, okay, I know my ballet content does good, so... so I'm going to show what I eat in a day, but I'm going to say what a ballerina eats in a day. Like,
yes.
Just like make it a certain thing, because ballerina, okay, now that's a whole other audience that it opens up to.
So find your niche and then use that to your advantage.
100%.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah. Okay. That's really interesting. Yeah. I was just talking about how on a podcast, how James Charles does such a good job of, like, even though I'm not that interested in makeup, mm-hmm. he does such a good job of, like, coming up with YouTube ideas that, like, I still want to watch the video. Even though I don't give a crap about the makeup 100%. Aspect, I'm still interested in the video concept.
I totally agree. He's yeah. really good at concepts, uh-huh. truly, yeah.
Do you, because you do a lot of concept videos. You don't really vlog as much as I would like you to.
I know.
Why do you do that? Is that just, like, what you like to do?
Yeah, I think, I mean... I'm a very structured person too. Like uh-huh. I love structure. I don't like knowing that something is not going to turn out the way I want it to.
Okay.
So I love structure within my videos uh-huh. and like just having a concept is so much fun to me.
Yeah.
Other than vlogs, because I don't know, vlogs sometimes I'm just like, I have anxiety the whole time. I'm like, okay, we have to do something interesting now. Like
really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I like one of my favorite videos of yours. This is so stupid. Is the, I'm like such a fangirl.
I love
the
it.
The one where you, it was like typical LA girl vlog. That, it was like something like that.
What was I doing?
And it was like a summer day in LA. And you like went to Alfred. And,
oh my God. Why am I blinking?
I think you hung out with a friend. You went and took photos.
Oh, okay. Or, okay. Okay.
I don't know. Something like that. And I, just because like I, sort of do all those things too, so it's so fun watching someone else right. almost kind of like romanticize it, like
yeah
you, even like with Tinx's content, it's like okay I do the exact same thing, but I'm like oh, I have to go get my smoothie instead of being like oh my God Erwan and like blah, yeah blah. And like I don't know, I just feel like
no,
I was
I
like it was fun watching you like kind of romanticize LA,
yeah, it like reinvents it for
yeah.
you, yeah. I know I should do more vlogs,
yeah,
I really
should.
I know,
like I would love to watch you go to the grocery store.
I will.
Yeah.
So,
or
oh
like
God,
gas
like,
up your. Or like
I
guess you don't gas up your car. Fork.
Shit.
I'm yeah.
allowed to curse.
Or do oh yeah yeah of course. Or like other things. I don't know. Just random LA. Like you do so many cool things.
Oh, thank you.
Even if you don't have to like be weird and film at the event, just be like, oh my God, I can't believe I saw like Timothy Chalamet
I know,
there. Like that
I
was
know.
Forking crazy. Like
I should do more stuff like that.
Yeah,
I'm inspired. Getting ideas.
Now I have a selfish question.
Ooh.
What's a video idea that you think I should do?
Ooh.
Or you're like, I don't know, my biggest fear, I guess, is like doing that like 100K plateau or
right.
like 250K
right.
plateau or whatever. So I'm just, I guess, what do you think can make me not do that?
Yeah. I think overall, like your video concepts about like being... like Alicia's mm-hmm. like there's like a day in the life of someone that like you have a job where
so like
a lot of people would
more?
Love to do that, you know, like
okay.
and to see
that's
like
so
what
funny.
You do in a day, like what like how
okay.
it works, because I feel like there's a lot of girls out there that'd be like would love to have
yeah.
your job. I think hone into that. Also, hey, maybe you should like try ballet with me. I'll
ballet.
Teach you ballet.
I know Luna Montana teaches me ballet for
I will
a day.
Do that any day.
That
any
would be
day.
Iconic.
That's
oh
what
my gosh. I love that. I want to know, what are you doing to make moves right now, like in your career? Do you have any big goals that you want to accomplish or you're working on?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Oh my God, this question is so hard, but I have been struggling a lot with that. I just feel like, okay, you become an influencer or a content creator and you make it, but like you're not going to be relevant forever and you know that, and there's such an anxiety around mm-hmm. that, you know? But I think for me, like, I started off with the ballet content and then I kind of quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of coming back to it now. I'm in the Nutcracker this year again.
What?
Yeah, you have
Wait,
to come.
Wait, where? Oh my God, I would love.
It is at the Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks, December, I think 17th and 18th or 18th
oh my
and 19th.
God, I would vlog this, baby.
No, no, no. 1,000% you're coming. It's not even funny. But
oh my gosh.
I'm doing the Coffee Princess.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can't wait. I'll have the flowers afterwards.
Oh,
it'll
you
be
better.
Lit. I can't
I know.
Wait.
I'll do a little meet and greet. But I'm doing that and I'm really excited to like dive into that and make videos about like my experience in going back into it. And like those Nutcracker vlogs were always my favorite to film and people watch.
Oh my gosh.
Like, love those. So
Nutcracker content.
Yeah, I think diving more into my ballet, because it's like at the end of the day, I think I despised it because I was known for it in a way.
Oh,
like,
I get that.
And I hated that it was like, oh, my management is like, okay, well, like, you got it at the ballet. Like, I mean, they never pushed me, but like,
yeah.
I know. In the back of my head, it does the best. Mm-hmm. But like, I also have trained my whole life in it, and like, I love it. It's like who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think diving into that is going to be exciting for me.
Like re-falling in love with it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And like showing people that you can do it with no pressure.
You should title one of your videos like, I hate ballet.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh, I'm trying to fall in love with it.
I know. Like a mental break, planning my mental.
Yeah. Not us so planning your mental breakdown. No. That's YouTube for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Like, 3 years later, still on the floor crying.
Dead.
No.
So, okay,
yeah.
So falling in love with that.
Yeah.
What about like, I'm talking, is there a dream brand you would like to work with? A dream collab?
Yeah,
Or like, you know, company you want to start? Anything big picture?
I really want to do dancewear for sure. I think that'd be so cute. Like little leg warmers.
Oh my god,
skirts.
Adorable.
Yeah, I think that's like what I'm working on right now.
So not anything out there like that.
No, there isn't. And it makes sense too, like for me to do like a trendy fashion times ballet.
Yeah.
Even if it's like clothing, but like a little wrap top.
Oh,
that, like,
I would still rock leg warmers.
Oh my god.
I'm not a dancer.
Great. Let's do it. I feel like that's my main focus right now. Just starting some type of line of something. Also randomly, like, and this has nothing to do with like my career, but like I want to just like make money and flip houses.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
Okay, interesting. Yeah. That threw me for a loop.
I know.
Okay.
Move to Nashville, like buy some random houses and flip
wait,
them.
Would you move to Nashville?
I don't know.
I could kind of see it.
Right? Like on a ranch.
I would move to Nashville.
Let's go.
Yes. Cowgirl
We're
moving.
Boots. We're finding
fork, yeah.
Cowboys.
Oh yeah. Finding
no more athletes.
You're finding though like a skater boy cowboy.
I don't think that's out there, but if you are out there.
Wait. Okay. Well, you bought a house.
No, I'm renting.
Oh, you rent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What attracts you to real estate?
I don't know. Honestly, I've always been interested in like little things like that. Like, do you know that show
like flipping or
why
whatever.
Why am I blanking? It's like the main show on
the flipping one.
Yes.
The house flipper.
Yes, but it's the two people.
I don't know the name.
Okay,
of
anyway.
It.
It's Joanna Gaines and something.
Okay.
Whatever.
The traditional version
yes.
of Mr. Kate.
Yes. Yes. What is
yeah.
it? Oh my god. Okay, whatever. That show
the
I
house
literally
flipping one.
It's my favorite show and I don't even know the name, but I love that show. Just
really?
Like seeing people buy houses in like the middle of nowhere and then flip them and like pick out the fixtures and the table and like decorate.
You like that.
I love it. Ugh,
interesting.
I love it. I know. I want
to okay.
do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Is the ballet stuff in the works? The dance?
I'm trying. I'm trying to find like a manufacturer. It's hard because it's so specific.
Oh, it's
like you can't find a blank for a blank is like, okay, if I'm going to make merch, there's already a hoodie
like
out there.
There's not
print
a Gildan
on it.
Dance
oh, not.
Skirt.
No, and like leotards are so hard to make. So I think it'd be really cool to like collab with Capizio or Block or like those typical dance brands.
Oh, that would be cool.
Also, I don't know if like no one steal my idea, but
yeah.
Me and my manager were talking about it like for a while now. Like I think it'd be so cute to do a ballet subscription box and like collab with a different dancer every month that designs a leotard. Like
wait, that
don't
would
steal
be
my idea.
Sickening.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And dance, it's crazy how much dance has like I feel like finally gotten the recognition it deserves just through TikTok.
I know, it's so true and like it's amazing.
Does it like sort of boil your blood
a little bit?
Yeah,
a little bit. Just I mean no
because you
I
like
mean,
we've been here
yeah either way I think just getting any recognition is great but it is kind of annoying.
Would you ever want a backup dance for like, you know, Britney or someone huge?
Oh my god. I mean, that'd be so fun. It's and not my style of
not
dancing
style,
though. I wish. I cannot do hip hop or
are
like,
there any musicians though that you could do like backup dancing for?
Maybe not backup dancing. I've been doing a lot of music videos though, like dancing in music videos. I've been
Sickening.
Loving that. I
obsessed with
yeah.
your sister's new video.
Oh my god, thank you.
She's so cool.
Just love her.
What's it called again?
It's called Somebody I Once.
Somebody I Forked once.
Yeah, forked. Right.
It's good.
Thank you.
The
yeah,
like
good.
I was like, this is like they used red cameras.
Oh, 100%. My sister went to film school at NYU, so she's very
oh,
that's
okay.
like her main thing. She makes music to like make music videos.
Oh
yeah.
It all
she's
makes sense.
Very
now.
Talented gal.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you skipped college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do
I
you
did.
Think that was a good decision for you?
I think it was right at the time. Like, part of me wants to go and take some classes just to, you know, be a part of something that's not so, can be superficial, and like meet other people that aren't in my industry. I think would be really, I would do it to meet people, like, and just learn for myself. I'm not going to get a degree. I don't need to do that. Yeah. Like, but I think
just to expand your mind. And
I always loved school too. Like, I love taking notes. I love learning. I love, like, I don't know. I think it was right for me at the time just because I couldn't handle all of it. And I'm not like a college girl. Like, I don't need that college experience. I got that independent, like, life so young of learning how to take care of myself that, like, that's a big part of college, I think.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's so weird that something as simple as that is, like, what college is for. Because, like, yes, I use, like, a lot of the practical tips I learned in, like, classes. Right. But, like, the amount I learned outside of class was, like,
huge. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, for
what
sure.
What made me into the person
for
I am.
For sure.
Okay, Luna, well, it has been, like, such an honor to have you on.
Oh, my God. I'm so honored to be here.
You are the best. And where can everyone follow you? Pimp yourself out.
Oh, my gosh. Luna Montana on everything. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
Luna Montana.
Yeah, definitely check her out. And be sure to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at TK's Juicy Polls. And then also rate and review and subscribe to this podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Definitely drop a review and go guest Luna up in her DMs.
No, go guest Taylor up.
Anyway, thanks so much for watching. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.